From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. One out of three Missouri participants in Medicare's prescription drug program were prescribed opioids last year, more than the national rate of 29%, according to a newly released government report. Dan Margulies has more.
One-third of the 970,000 Missourians who were enrolled in Medicare prescription drug benefits received opioids. That's according to a report by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General. One beneficiary received 47 opioid prescriptions from 14 prescribers and filled them at six different pharmacies, the report says. Part of the problem is that Missouri is the only state without a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. That makes it easier for beneficiaries to engage in doctor shopping and tougher to detect abuse of prescription drugs. The report urges Missouri to take effective steps to combat the opioid epidemic. I'm Dan Margulies.
Mike Kehoe is running to keep his seat as Missouri's lieutenant governor. The Republican launched his campaign yesterday at a Jefferson City park. Kehoe didn't run for lieutenant governor in 2016. He was appointed by then-Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson in June 2018 to fill the position, which Parson himself vacated when he became governor. His appointment was not without controversy. Missouri Democrats went so far as to challenge Parson's right to appoint a new lieutenant governor at the Supreme Court level, but they were ultimately unsuccessful. A special Missouri legislative session on vehicle tax breaks cost roughly $70,000 to hold. State House and Senate cost estimates put the price tag of the short September session at a little more than $71,000. Republican Governor Mike Parson called the special session to overlap with lawmakers' annual meeting to review vetoed bills. That cut down on expenses because lawmakers were already scheduled to head back to the Capitol that week. Parson called lawmakers back to work to undo a recent Missouri Supreme Court ruling. The ruling found taxpayers can only trade in one vehicle for a discounted sales tax on a new car. State revenue officials previously allowed multiple vehicle trade-ins to reduce the sales tax on a replacement vehicle. Some lawmakers say the issue didn't merit a special session. The Boone County Clerk's Office is celebrating National Voter Registration Day with two community events, the Clerk's Office announced in a news release. There will be a demonstration of the county's new voting equipment from 3 to 6:30 this afternoon at the Columbia Public Library. There will be an opportunity to register to vote. The Clerk's Office is also launching a competition to design the county's I Voted sticker for the 2020 and 2021 elections. High school students are invited to submit original artwork on the county clerk's website. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News Columbia.